Welcome to SLWV, Surviving Life with the Van Billies. Danny V standing in for myself and my beautiful wife, Letitia Van Billy. Guys, she's looking beautiful. Hey, I don't know if you saw the picture she posted. I was like, guys, that's my wife. Mm-hmm. And her hair is looking right. She makes up for my boldness, eh? She's got the hair for both her husband and herself, you know. Scripture says the wife is the crown, you know, so that's why the Lord gave her the hair for Mr. Van Billy. So if you think I don't have hair, hey, think twice, Baba. I have more hair than you. It was so good seeing her up and about. We actually had our first outing as a family of five. Guys, can you imagine that? We are now a family of five. It sounds weird. I'm used to the four, you know. So I've been asking people with big families, how do you do bookings, you know? How do you go to hotels and stuff like that? Because I can see most deals are for a family of four, but I guess we still have time. For now, we're sneaking in that baby, that little baby Jesus, just like Mary and Joseph did it in Egypt, eh? We've got a map. So parents, if you've got more than five, or let's say more than two children, let me know, what did you do? How did you guys deal with that? It will be interesting to know. You want to stay tuned today. We are talking about the problem with perfection. The problem with perfection. But we'll do that when we come back. But in opening my show, I just want to acknowledge who I call the mother of Pretoria. If you guys do not know who this is, it's our beloved mother, Auntie Pal Rabert. That's who most of you know her as. But she is going through, I don't know if you guys have seen on social media, I almost said her eldest son, but one of her sons, John Rabert, has been keeping us all posted. She had accidentally injured her leg and is in for an operation, which happened yesterday. A lot of you hear her on Thursdays during the prayer show. So I want to ask you to stand in prayer to pray for her and her family. You know, she is probably the most humble soul in Pretoria. But when I say she's the mother of Pretoria, it's because she and her husband have produced so many solid pastors in Pretoria. In fact, they established Hatfield Christian Church. And beyond that, a lot of the big churches in Pretoria, you will hear Pastor Ed Rabert played a role in raising up those pastors. So she is a giant. We don't take her for granted. Just because we have access to her here on Impact Radio does not mean we've forgotten who she is and what she's done for Pretoria, both her and her husband. And then they've left us with a couple of pastors in their own bloodline. And the CEO of Impact Radio is also one of their sons. And then I've also seen that there's the third generation of pastors are also coming out of their bloodline. We are so grateful for Auntie Pal. Please let's keep her in our prayers until she is back on air. All right, we're going to start off the show. Josh Baldwin, I See the Light. Let's go. You are on SLWV and we are talking about the problem with perfection. Beloved, first of all, thank you for joining us on this lovely Wednesday. Some of us in Pretoria are without electricity, but the Lord is good. His light still shines in our hearts in the midst of all that darkness. And we're affected as the Van Billy family, but we're not complaining. There's always someone in a worse situation than you. So I want us to talk about the problem with perfection and how the aim for perfection has worked against many Christians. Christians who should be happy, Christians who should be thanking the Lord, find themselves perpetually aiming for this height that can never be reached. Aiming for a life that can not just not be reached, but it's superficial, you know, because when we read in scripture, we find in God using broken vessels. I'm talking about God here, okay? So forget your church, forget what your pastor's preaching. We are saying that God himself found broken people. The father of our faith, Abraham. Our father, or should we say our grandfather in the faith, found himself making a lot of mistakes. Number one, he found himself helping God to make his promise come to pass by impregnating his maid. You know, that's not the right situation. And then we still find him lying that his wife, his beautiful wife, was his sister, which almost led a whole king to be killed. So you know this, right? If you grew up in the church, you know this. So what we're seeing is, regardless of his missteps, Abraham still gets the job done. You are here. You are called the descendant of Abraham. But when you look at yourself and you look at your shortcomings, you decide God cannot use me. I'm not good enough. I am not perfect. And we even use this. There's a way we say it, you know, I'm not perfect, but how many of you use that? That line. I actually want to hear from you. 071-364-0376. How many of you tend to feel that pressure to say, I'm not perfect, and then you explain yourself, you know, because perfection has somehow become a Christian standard. And it's a Christian standard we don't find in scripture. What we find in scripture is we are being perfected, and it's a process. We never find a finish line. And this one was perfect in all his ways. And you're like, mm-mm. There's no one perfect. So when I'm putting this, the problem with perfection, I'm afraid that we're going to raise our children with the same superficial standard. We're going to place it on our leaders. We're going to place it on our wives. We're going to place it on our husbands. And then suddenly life becomes laborious. You know, things become heavy. You know, no, you can get 1,000 things right, but the one thing you got wrong becomes that thing that, you know, that you use to disqualify yourself, to disqualify your wife, to disqualify your children. And perfection becomes the problem in our lives. If you are listening to me today and you've felt you need to be perfect, I am here today to bust your bubble. So sit down with us. Let's go on this journey. But even more, I want to hear from you. You're still on SLWV. You know, the Lord just has a beautiful sense of humor. Earlier, when I started off my show, I mentioned to you Aunt Pearl Raybert was in hospital, and just the rich history behind Hatfield Christian Church. Now, Pop Up is doing an interview that you need to wait for this interview, where they'll be speaking to a lovely gentleman who is a sculptor right? And he's done most of the sculptures, especially Menlyn Maine. I believe he just said about 50 of them, or 51 that counted, were all done by him. And he just happens to be someone who got saved at Hatfield Christian Church all those years ago. So I just thought, let me grab him. Let's have this conversation, unplanned, straight from the heart. Anton Smith. Not with the S, ne?
Not with the H.
Not with the N.
Not Smith like English. Okay. Smith.
Smith.
Yes, uh-huh. Smith, which is a Dutch name, a Dutch surname. Smith.
Okay, Anton
Smith.
Thank you for being here.
An absolute pleasure, Danny.
And I believe the Lord just led you.
Yeah. You know? Absolutely. The Lord's always leading me.
Is he always leading? How did that journey start, Anton?
It's an amazing journey. My parents weren't Christians or didn't believe in God at all. But wow. my mother sort of had a conscience. And so when I was 5 years old, she dressed me up very nicely and put me in the car on a Sunday morning and took me to this strange building with a point at the top. And she said to me, go in there. So I said to her, but come with me. She says, no, I'm not going to go there. You just go there.
Oh, wow.
So I walked in and it's the Enkerkerk. You know, and in I sit down in these big wooden benches, this little boy, and there comes Batman standing there, and he, with his big black cloak, and he goes, ooh. You know, I didn't know what was happening here. So they ushered us outside, the kids,
yeah,
and there was a Sunday school teacher who told us about Jesus. When I was 5 years old, my heart leapt out of my chest when I heard about Jesus.
Wow.
She told us the parable of the Good Samaritan.
Sure.
And how this guy was robbed and beaten, how the smart guys of the world walked past him and they ignored him. And then a Samaritan, who's like a despicable person, goes, oh, so sorry, picks him up, takes him to the inn, dresses his wounds, cares for him. And Jesus is compared to that. Then I said, from now on, I'm following Jesus.
Wow, from the age of five.
Five, yeah. And living in a non-Christian house.
Wow. How does that come full circle? What happened? How did you end up at Hatfield Christian Church?
Hatfield Christian Church was probably my 10th full circle. You know, I grew up pretty wild all over the country. I was a policeman because I had to be a policeman, else I had to go to the army.
Yeah.
My dad was a cop, so he got me a job at the police museum.
Yes.
Where I did all these gory displays and stuff. And then after that, I was a police photographer because I had to be in the police.
Yeah.
So there, you really need the Lord in your life. it's a bit mad,
yeah.
In those days at least, and I'm sure still now.
Mm.
I then eventually, you know, one calms down, you have a family, you have kids, and I was pretty young still when I had a kid, and I decided I'm going to get myself baptized.
Okay.
And I went to the tent. Everybody tent. In those days went to the tent. Pastor Ed was there.
Sure.
And all my friends and things said, this is a really cool guy. You've got to go to that church. It's nice.
Yeah.
So there you go. There's a jacuzzi in front. So, and then you get this white cloak and they dump you in the jacuzzi. And Pastor Ed baptized me.
Wow.
In a jacuzzi in the tent. And I can't tell you exactly when it was.
Sure.
My memory fails me.
You said it was about 40 years.
40 years ago. I'm now 70 years old.
Wow.
In fact, in 2 months, I'm turning 70.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, the reason I brought you into the studio just to randomly talk is because I've been going all over the country, right? Sometimes I'll be preaching. The last time I was preaching in Durban, and it was an older congregation, and the couple that had been married the longest in the church, I think they'd been married for something like 60 years.
Amazing.
And when I'm talking to them, they speak about Pastor Ed Rabert getting them saved, you know, raising them up. The other time, I was working with this young man. I mean, this guy is in his 20s. He doesn't have memories of Pastor Ed.
Mm.
But I was praying with him. He's someone I'll have in studio in future. But he's one of the youngest advisors to the president.
No kidding. Yeah.
I'm telling you. And just really having Christian influence in government.
Mm, so needed.
So needed. And when I was praying with him, the Lord just dropped Pastor Ed's name in my spirit. So I asked him, I'm like, have you heard of a pastor called Pastor Ed Raybert? And guess what he says to me? He says, Pastor Ed Raybert used to come pray for me when I was a baby. And no. prophesied everything that I'm doing now.
No, man. And it's the Lord working through us.
It's the Lord working. And I just love that there's such a rich history.
Mm.
You know, when a man of God labors from a place of righteousness, that all these years later, no matter where I go, and I mean, look at you. We didn't plan this.
No.
I just mentioned this on air.
Yeah.
Walked out, you asked if I knew Pastor Ed Raybert. So I grabbed you and brought you back.
Yeah, that's really impromptu. Beautiful.
Yeah.
That's how it should be. And I feel the Spirit is working through us.
Yes.
And it's just beauty all the way. Mm. And, you know, building on this brotherhood. The same happened to me yesterday. I was walking in my own park, and there were a man and a woman sitting, a black guy and his wife. And I said, come and join me.
Wow.
So the next minute, I hear they're Christians. They've got this big advertising company, and they want to do projects with me. Because I was with the ambassador of Panama.
Yes.
And he suggested that we have a group show Panamanian artists and South African artists. And there this guy pops in out of nowhere.
Sure.
And so I asked him, are you a Christian? He says, of course I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian. I'm thinking, wow, how is this? I mean, random.
Just said random.
Right on top of the mountain, this guy's sitting there, and I walk past him.
I want, now the reason I called you in, and maybe you could do this part for me, but Pastor Ed's wife, as we know, Pastor Ed is late. His wife is currently, she just underwent an operation yesterday where she'd fallen and broken any. And she's quite elderly now. You can imagine.
Probably 90-ish.
85.
Okay.
85. Yeah. So I just want you to lead us into prayer, just to pray for her for a speedy recovery.
Yes. Mm. Lord, we know that you are sovereign and you reign over all of us, and especially us who want to be with you, who love you, and you love us tremendously. We cannot begin to fathom the love that you have for us. So, Pastor Ed's wife, with her broken hand, Lord, be with her, comfort her, lead her, let her have no pain. And Lord, then when her time is right, take her. And as you will with all of us at the end of the day, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. So thank you. Thank you for allowing me to drag you.
Hijack me.
Hijack you. And we look forward to hearing your interview. It drops on the 31st, right?
I have no idea. Right. They did say something like that, yes.
All right. Thank you,
Andrew. I say thank you, Danny. Great meeting you. Bye.
You're still on SLWV with myself, Danny Vambilly. Wow. I love how, you know, sometimes you can have a plan for your show, and, you know, if you open to the Holy Spirit showing up and redirecting and, you know, just doing what he needs to do, he does it, you know. And it's just so beautiful for me to see the history, the spiritual history that Pretoria has. And no matter where you go in the world, no matter what field, you will find it, and you will find it standing very solidly so. I want us to speak about the problem with perfection. The problem with perfection. That's what we're discussing today. I myself, when I got saved, I interpreted Christianity to say that now that I'm saved, I will get nothing wrong. Now that I'm saved, there'll be no mistakes. There'll be almost like this perfect life where I want to experience the problems of my country. Let's say if I'm living in a country that has crime will never affect me. You know, everything around me will just be perfect. And sadly, when I then faced challenges, the same point of view worked against me. Sorry about that. And it kind of made me feel like maybe God was letting me down, or maybe the pastors did not tell me the complete truth, of which it was not right for me to see things from that perspective. Yet the way Christianity is perceived, now, I don't know if it's preached that way, but I'd rather use the word perceived, because people can say what they're saying, and then you can interpret it to mean what you think it means, okay? And I'm bringing this approach to say, a lot of us have interpreted Christianity to say, no more problems in my life forever, hallelujah, amen. And my children are going to be perfect. My marriage is going to be perfect. Everything about my life is going to be perfect. We're not going to ever have problems. We are just going to live in almost like a Christian bubble. And when that bubble bursts, my goodness, the carnage is really bad, because you find people who were faithful Christians for a very long time go the exact opposite direction because what they believed has failed. Now, when I'm saying what they believed has failed, I'm not saying what was preached in the Bible has failed. You know, because in Scripture, we are promised problems. You know, and Jesus uses himself as an example to paint a picture that if they hated him, they're going to hate us as well. Hence, I don't think this expectation is necessarily what is preached in Scripture, but it is our expectation. And because it's our expectation, it can mislead us into a place where the normal things of life discourage us, overwhelm us. They make us think God has failed us. Now, instead of us being prepared to fight, to say, yo, I'm going to be like Paul, who paints a picture of strength and weakness. He says, I know him with plenty and I know him in lack. We are like, no. I want to know him with plenty. And I only want to know him in plenty. And it's problematic. So this standard of perfection, and when I'm saying that, I'm saying we want everything about us to be perfect. Nothing missing, nothing that is out of place or out of sync. And when we don't get that, we blame the Lord. You know, but can we actually blame the Lord? Is that the promise we find in Scripture? And these are the questions we really have to ask ourselves. Did God say, I can only use perfect people? Are you hearing me? Or did he say he is able to use those who are available? You know, so those are the things of perfection, of the lies of perfection, because a lot of us then self-disqualify because we're like, yep, if I'm not perfect, it means God cannot use me. It means I can't go to church. If I've fallen short, it means maybe I don't belong over here. So I'm just going to leave you guys because I'm not the right one. Yet in the Bible, we see so many people who have fallen being used so well by the Lord. In fact, even their weaknesses turns to be their strengths. And with that same breath, if that is the case in Scripture, doesn't that then qualify you to be used? If God was using broken people in Scripture, and you are also broken, and you are not perfect, doesn't that mean you are indeed called? These are the questions we're answering today as we discuss the problem with perfection. You're still on SLWV with myself, Danny Van Billy, and it's that time when, you know, we really just talk about things from your perspective. You know, the second part of our show is where we get your messages and, as we discuss this thing of perfection, the problem with perfection. Because we've chosen to associate Christianity with perfection, what we've done is whenever someone in the Christian environment gets something wrong, we write off the whole of Christianity. You know, if there's a failure of some sort, oh my goodness, we come in like, yeah, but I thought this and I thought that, we trusted you. And but if you think about it, you're like, but why are we disappointed? There is no examples of perfection in Scripture. The examples we have is of men and women of God who were not perfect, who chose to follow God. And I think a lot of us, if we lived during their time with our current mindset, we would have written a lot of them off. You know, if you actually knew Noah, and you knew Noah's been called to go to the left, and he's going right, and a fish has now swallowed him, you would have been the first on Facebook to post, hey, that false prophet Noah has been swallowed by a fish. I told you that's not a man or a woman of God. Imagine how Noah would have trended. Noah would have trended like, no, there was this false man of God on that boat there around Durban. And that guy, the Lord was so angry with him, we had to throw him into the water. There would be videos on Black Twitter that will be trending like, yay, this guy, look, they threw him in and a fish swallowed him. And we would have thought that's the end of Noah's story. Now imagine, when Jonah now comes up, I'm saying Noah instead of Jonah. Guys, guess why I'm saying Noah? Because my newborn baby is Noah. forgive me for that, guys. So you can tell little Noah really has his dad's heart, eh? Oh man, I'm in love with my baby boy. So Jonah, sorry, thank you. I can see Michael and Goswell, they're like, hey, but brother. Yeah, Jonah, not Noah. But there's only Noah in my heart right now because we've just had a newborn baby called Noah. So, okay, Jonah would have trended, all right? Trended, and he would have been deleted. All the speculations would have gone around that he was forever a false prophet. Some of you would come there like, yeah, me, I knew. I tried to warn you. You know, there's always a people who try to warn you. Yeah, I told you, I saw this coming. And then what were we going to do when he comes out of the fish? We would have said Jonah is some kind of magician. The same videos were going to trend. And this time we're going to say false prophet is working with marine spirits, water spirits. There's just something wrong here. And then if he then went and got Nineveh saved, we would have then said he's doing this with water spirits. Are you hearing me? And I'm using this example to say, when you're reading it from Scripture and you've got a full perspective, it makes sense, right? But if you were in it in the moment, you would have disqualified. This man would have trended. He would have been deleted and all of that. So the same goes for your own story. I don't care who your name is. You might be in the belly right now. And in that belly of the fish, you are thinking, I'm not good enough. I've messed up. You know, just find someone else. And you are wrong because God's not done with you yet. And God's not asked of perfection from you. God may know, but this child of mine is going to be problematic. This one is going to run and I'm going to need to use a fish to swallow him or her. And some of you, a lot of you, maybe you should tell me if you are in the belly of the fish right now because of disobedience. Maybe right now you are in the belly of the fish and you're listening to Impact Radio from inside the belly of the fish and you're thinking, oh, Daddy, why are you calling my number? In the belly of the fish, I've already decided that God cannot use me, that I'm so bad, that, you know, I'm just leaving this Christianity thing. And the Lord is calling you from the belly of the fish to say to you, he's not done yet. Mr. Jonah or Mrs. Jonera, should we call you Jonera or Johanna? wherever you are, the Lord has not called perfection from you. That's not what he wants. He wants obedience and he wants willingness, repentance. If you are willing to repent and to pull yourself up through his grace and continue, then the perfection problem will no longer be yours, but you will hand it over unto him who is able to do all things. Are my Jonas listening to me right now? Send me a message, 071-364-0376. Just say Jonah or Johanna. You with Daddy Van Billy at SLWV. And Wilson, the song is called Strong. And before that, Same God by Lewis. Guys, it's so beautiful to be liberated from the standard of perfection, you know, where you are accepting that there's shortcomings that come with being you. But there's a God who is greater than your shortcomings. You know, there's a God who can perfect and restore you in every area of your shortcomings. There's a message that came in here. My wife and I were reading about the Psalms 118, a man who almost died from a sickness God sent on him, but he repented and was restored. Kind regards. Graham, that's a beautiful scripture there. And I think a lot of us forget that repentance is part of the Christian journey. Shortcomings are part of the Christian journey. Be it in your marriage, a lot of Christian couples simply give up on their marriage because something went wrong. And sometimes when you even look at the thing that went wrong, it's not the biggest thing. But because we've already placed the standard of perfection that we are going to get it right, nothing will go wrong in our lives, and our marriage is going to be perfect because we are Christians, we already set ourselves up for failure, because there's absolutely no human being who will get everything right. Your husband is going to get things wrong. Your wife is going to get things wrong. And it's knowing that that gives them grace. You know, if you accept, like, yo, my children, they are going to be areas where they're strong. And it's going to be areas where they're going to need grace. They're going to need you to walk with them. They're going to need you to help them grow. And this applies to your leaders as well. There is going to be areas where your leaders do not have the right answers. And the Lord could call you to walk with them in those areas. But if you're walking with this expectation of perfection, even the areas where you're supposed to play a role in helping your children grow, in helping your marriage grow, you're just going to use that to say, ah, these people are not good enough. I married the wrong partner. I've got the wrong spouse. And from that perspective, a lot of people file for divorce. And, you know, we find all these reasons. God wants me happy. You know, I made a mistake and all of it. And we can find reasons. We're human, man. If you are human and you want to find a reason, you will find the reason. Whether you're fabricating it, whether you're using things that are there, there is always enough reasons to get what you want. But is it godly to always get what you want? Is it righteous to always get what you want? Is it Christ-like to always get what you want? Because remember, Christ, what did Christ do? In the Garden of Gethsemane, he pointed out the challenge and he said, if it was up to me, I will not go through this. But nevertheless, let your will be done. Not my will, but your will be done. And we as Christians need to be encouraged that your hardship is not necessarily the devil. Hey, someone's listening like, Danny, don't say that. Yep, they are hard truths. Lazarus had to die, or else we wouldn't even know who Lazarus is. And you know, we don't know much about him, but the fact that he had to die and be resurrected is a story. And you and I, we love stories and testimonies of, wow, God did this, God did that. We just don't want to participate. We don't want to be the ones who died and were resurrected. Beloved, your death is not final. Your shortcomings are not final. It's just part of the journey.
Bringing you the heart of...
Remember, the Lord is not looking for perfection, just obedience.
Sometimes, man.
Corey Asbury with Tori Kelly. The song is called Kind. What lyrics? You know, just listening to those lyrics, oh man. You know, in our quest for perfection and trusting God that our lives will be perfect, certain things happen, certain things go wrong. And I love that they even touch on the loss of child, you know, where some God-loving Christians can lose a baby, you know, and those are just things that we are not prepared for in the modern day Christianity. We expect that, you know, something like that will not happen to a Christian, but they do happen. And some of us lose jobs, you know, some of us have lost family, and you know, we are sitting there and we're asking the Lord, how can this happen to me? I'm a Christian, you know, because our level of perfection is not just on us. This problem of perfection, we also put it on God. We say God will act in this way and God will not allow certain things to happen to me. And we are simply wrong. You know, and sadly, these are things we use to disqualify even God from being God. We say, if something bad can happen to me, then you are no longer God. I cannot serve a God who has allowed something bad to happen in my life. Our cars, we get involved in accidents, you know, and sometimes it's that first car and you're like, oh man, God, I loved you. How can this happen to my first car? And I think as Danny Van Billy, that happened to my first car. You know, not only did I have a breakdown and then, you know, the car couldn't be fixed. And then the Lord told me to sell that car. oh man, the car could be fixed, but the company I'd taken it to, they filed for bankruptcy and now I couldn't get my car back. And the Lord said to me, sell that car, because that business was owned by a Christian. You know, oh man, it was a heartbreaking moment. But guess what? It was the first step of me learning how to sew cars. And, you know, it's not easy to sew a car. Anyone will tell you, you know. But that first step liberated a certain area of my life, which till this day I still reap, you know. So, yes, there are bad things and things that we don't think God could ever use. Yet when we trust Him, He will turn those things around to work for us. The problem with perfection. He is in the moon. As we look at Him, we are transformed. And it's just such a beautiful journey, you know, being transformed from the inside out. If there's anyone listening to today's show and maybe the standard of perfection, you know, that you have to get everything right has hindered your life. You know, sometimes it comes from our upbringing, you know, because we have parents who want us to be good human beings. You know, they suddenly the standard set on us, the standard where even the people around us are saying, you know, you have to be perfect. You have to get everything right. And sadly, you know, we are human. We fall short in certain areas, but it can begin to hamper us, you know, to not prepare us for the path that the Lord has chosen for us. You know, it can make us think that every time we've gotten anything wrong, we have failed. We are failures, you know, and you can hide it from people, but you can't hide it from yourself. You know, the superficial standard, you know, and I really want to take time today to pray that superficial standard over your life will break. You know, if you've walked with a false sense of perfection, that you have to be perfect, your husband has to be perfect, your children have to be perfect, your life has to be perfect, and maybe you are tired of that standard. You are tired because you see now that no one can reach it, you know. And if you want to free yourself from that stronghold of perfection, send me a WhatsApp on 071-364-0376, you know, and maybe we can all, as the body of Christ, just pray, you know, that God will set us free from the standard of perfection, that God will help us, you know, to accept ourselves in the lows, you know, that we'll love ourselves in the lows, that we'll love ourselves in the highs as much as we love ourselves in the lows. You know, just send the word perfection, you know, just the word perfection. And, you know, it's not enough to just send, but when we are praying that the Lord will set us free from this problem of perfection, you know, I need you by faith to stand together, you know, to really say from today, you are going, you know, to see it, you know, that you're going to silence the words that say you're not good enough when you simply get something small wrong. Yeah, because we all get things wrong. You know, that doesn't have to disqualify you completely. You know, that doesn't have to say you the worst person in this planet. And you know, that voice that speaks to you once you've gotten something wrong, it's such an important voice. And sometimes the enemy starts a demonic ministry in our lives, a ministry that is there simply to disqualify. And to say every encounter with failure means you're not good enough, God cannot use you, you are not a Christian, you're not a good daughter, you're not a good father, you're not a good husband, you're not a good wife, you know. And then it takes your children and says you're not a good parent because something went wrong. It's time for us to let go of this standard of perfection. It's too high. You know, there's a message, Danny, perfection standard is way too high. Please, let's stand together from today. I silence the words that I say, I'm not good enough. You know, this is just such a beautiful message. Thank you, Larry, and thank you for congratulating us for the baby as well. But it's, man, there is no one on this planet who can perfectly perfect perfection. There's just no one here. You know, I'm yet to meet anyone. I'm yet to see anyone on planet Earth who is the perfect example of perfection. It doesn't work. So today, if you struggle in that area, if you've been raised to be perfect, just send the word perfection on 071-364-0376. And when I come back, which is my closing statements, we are going to pray together on air. I see you guys, Carol, Elizabeth, Kahiso, Graham, you know, anyone else who wants us to pray together. I'm going to play the song. Send your WhatsApp on 071-364-0376, and we're going to pray. Come along.
Tune in on the Impact 103 app.
It's almost time for us to say goodbye. But before we close, you might think, Danny, why are you saying us? Because I'm here for me and my lovely wife, Letitia Vambili. You know, I'm standing in for the both of us. So, you know, the two are one. So it's both of us. We're about to pray for everyone who's dealing with the spirit of perfection, you know, expecting perfection from themselves, expecting perfection from others. And sadly, this thing leads to us being isolated, isolated from God, isolated from the people who love us, our children, our friends, our spouses, you know, because we put such an unattainable standard. But even worse, we isolate ourselves from the grace of God. And we say to ourselves, you know, because I couldn't do this, or because God couldn't do this, I didn't get married on time. You know, I didn't get a job after qualifying, you know, my degree and all these things. You know, they rob us from walking the journey we are called to walk. However that journey looks like, it is your journey and it's not outside of God's will for your life. You know, so Father God, we just want to come before you right now to pray. Matoni, Trisha, Mbab Bonolo, Nonhlanhla, Jean, Lord, all the Maureen, Liesl, Anne, you know, Lorraine, Father, we bring them all. Carol, Elizabeth, Kahiso, Graham, Michael, oh Lord, we bring them all before your presence, Lord, that you will help them, that you will help them to not put this yoke of perfection on themselves anymore. Lord, even Buyi, Talius, who have all messaged, and we know this yoke of perfection, Father, is not from you. Whether we come from families that expected us to always get every single thing right, Lord, Lord, we release ourselves today from that standard. Lord, we accept ourselves, Lord, as human, Father, as flawed, you know, but we also know that in our areas of brokenness, where we are weak, you are strong. Lord, we bring all your children before you right now who have strived to just get it so right that they no longer love themselves the way they should. Father, we pray right now for restoration of self-love. Lord, for restoration of love for our partners who are not perfect, our spouses, O Lord, who have gotten it wrong here and there. For restoration in our relationship with our parents, O Lord. Parents who've put the standard too high. Parents, O Lord, who put the standard too high on us. Lord, help us to forgive them, to walk with them in love, and to see, O Lord, that it didn't necessarily come from a bad place, Lord, but it's a standard, it's a yoke that we will no longer carry. Father, we don't need to add anything to the cross that's already on our lives. Lord, I thank you that as you begin this work of restoration in everyone's lives, everyone listening, O Lord, that you will do for them above and beyond what they can ever think or imagine. Lord, that you will do for them what only you can do. As we open ourselves to release ourselves, O Lord, from perfectionism, we thank you that it is you who will do the work in us. We pray in Jesus' mighty name, and we all said, amen. I don't know about you, but I almost feel lighter, you know, because even as I was praying, I was just, you know, re-participating and accepting this. Guys, as you walk away from the show, expect the unexpected, you know. Expect the unexpected. And we thank God that he's the one who's going to do the work in us, that we no longer have to be perfect. Guys, thank you so much for being with me today on the show. For myself and my wife and the Impact Radio team, may the Lord carry you further in this journey. And may the Lord use all the things that the enemy intended to break you, to make you. I believe failure is the doorway to success. And everything that we think we failed in, just wait. You just wait until the Lord uses it for your good. Au revoir. Stay blessed. We love you.